Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaskans who utilize the Alaska Marine Highway System soon could benefit from a federal relief package designating up to millions of dollars to the state's transportation framework following the December 2020 announcement from the Federal Transit Administration dedicating $14 billion of the Coronavirus Response Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act of 2021 to support the country's transit industry. A proposal from Governor Dunleavy and several members of the legislature seeks to stabilize, modernize, and sustain the Alaska Marine Highway System. This according to a statement from the governor's office. The proposal stretches 18 months and divvies up the $76.8 million in federal support. Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka spoke to Alaska's news source, saying the marine highway is critical for transportation in the southeast. It's a big issue. A lot of people don't grasp the importance of it. So when the Malaspina gets tied up or a marine highway vessel breaks down and gets tied to the dock and becomes dysfunctional, representatives and senators in Anchorage, their phones don't ring. Mine will ring off the hook. Unquote. Under the plan, $25 million would forward fund 6 months of Alaska Marine Highway System operations. Another $50 million or so would offset marine highway receipts, meaning all receipts collected by the Alaska Marine Highway System during fiscal year 2022 would go to the Marine Highway Stabilization Fund. The governor's office adds that this will provide stabilizing funds for up to 15 years of system sustainability. The proposal also includes development of crew quarters on one of the state ferries to expand the range of the vessel. It would be a ferry that serves the southeast region. A plan to change the Alaska Marine Highway System funding calendar overall from the fiscal year setup the state generally uses to a calendar year format instead is also up for consideration. Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport prides itself as one of the world's top five busiest airports for cargo. And now in a recent survey, we know exactly where it sits. This according to Alaska's news source, Anchorage International Airport is the fourth busiest cargo airport in the entire world, according to airport manager Jim Sesniak.
This first quarter was really fantastic. We were up over 40% in cargo tonnage. The Anchorage International Airport is now the fourth busiest air cargo airport in the entire world.
Anchorage moved up two spots from a year ago. Nearly 3.5 million tons of air cargo passed through the airport in 2020, an increase of 16% over the record-setting numbers from a year earlier, Sesniak says.
So we've got a lot of that restocking that's happening right now, and then you've got the challenges at the ports in the lower 48, so a lot of that stuff's being flown and flying through Anchorage.
And when it comes to international freight, Anchorage makes an even bigger jump. It is fifth in this year's ranking, a gain of five spots thanks to a nearly 14.5 increase from a year ago. Sesniak expects more cargo to pass through the airport.
E-commerce is growing so exponentially that we anticipate that it'll just be replaced by e-commerce that's going through the cargo planes here.
Memphis, Hong Kong, and Shanghai are the only busier cargo airports in the survey. And the increased traffic is expected to make one of the world's busiest cargo airports even busier. Cargo has taken off quite a bit this year. Sesniak says the airport saw the amount increase by more than 40% compared to last year. But this is not the airport's highest ranking. Sesniak says it got to number three in the early 2000s. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.